Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Dawn.
Giving a microphone,
dress, dress
like a million bucks,
bucks.
Diamond things in its cuffs.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, man, I do. I thank God for it, too. Let me just get right to it today. Let me ask you something. Have you ever had things in your life where it just seemed to be getting on a smooth plane? You ever experienced periods where you just get some good news? And you know, it's something you want to share with everybody. Sometimes, man, it's just, you're just rolling along and just really ain't no real major problems that's life altering in front of you. It's just kind of cool when you have a week like that or a couple of days like that, a few days. Have you ever noticed, though, that no matter how happy you are, no matter how glad you are about your newfound happiness, about your promotion, about the place that you find yourself in, this peaceful place that you experience. Oh, my goodness. Ain't it amazing when you discover that everybody ain't happy for you? That sets you back a little bit, don't it? Because, you know, you go, okay, I'm just going along here. I'm just doing me. I'm enjoying my family. I'm enjoying my relationship. I'm enjoying my career. I'm enjoying this promotion. I'm enjoying this raise. I'm enjoying the fact that just ain't nothing really going wrong. I was just wanted to share the news, or I just wanted to relish in the moment of thankfulness. Everybody just ain't happy for you. That's amazing, man. And let me help you understand something. Every time God elevates you, every time God pushes you forward, every time God helps you progress, every time you try to make yourself better and can actually see yourself becoming better, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. You see yourself progressing in a way that maybe not be noticeable to other people, but you know, man, I'm doing better than I've ever done before. And I'm this way like I've never been this way before. And every time God elevates you, every time he moves you forward, every time he gives you the progress, the raise, the promotion, the awards, the recognition, the thank yous, the heartfelt what you mean to me, every time you get on a new level, there is a new devil. That is amazing. It never stops. New level, new devil, which only pushes me a little bit closer to God. Now, I ain't perfect now, and I keep saying that over and over, but I'm going to tell you what, though. You push me closer and closer to him. It is amazing, man, how them haters show up on every level. And they attack and they attack and they attack. And it's because, man, they just can't stand to see you happy. They can't stand to see what you got. It's like Bishop Jakes told me the other day. It's almost like they jealous of the fact that you got something and they think they deserve it and not you. Or they think that you've got some something undeservedly. Or they tired of hearing about your good news. Because ain't no good news coming to them. It's so many reasons that haters and devils come your way. But all in all, please know they come your way to slow your roll, to stop your progress, throw a wet blanket on your party, to put out your fire. They come to make sure you ain't all that happy and skipping along about your way. They don't like your family being happy. They tired of hearing about you. They didn't like the fact that you got the promotion over them. They felt they should have had the promotion when good and well they ain't as deserving as you. They just didn't work as you. They ain't got the time on the job. They ain't filled out all the requirements and qualifications, but they just want it because they was passing it out and they messed around and gave it to you and didn't give it to them. Here come the hater. Here come the new devil on the new level. And it happens to all of us, no matter who you are. If you are aspiring to be better, if you are getting better, if you're praying about doing better, if God is progressing you, moving you forward, if your life is smoothing out, if you can see some light at the end of the tunnel, here they come, here they come, here they come. And it throws you off a bit because it does for me. It tosses me a little bit. It makes me go, But then I have to catch myself. And I've learned now to catch myself very quickly because all I do now is, and I want to share this with you, every time that devil attacks me, I say, okay, about to be a breakthrough moment. Every time the devil attacks me, it makes me aware, uh-oh, God finna do something else for me. Every time the devil attacks me, I realize that God done pushed me forward. Every time the devil attacks me, I realize that I'm being shown in a light that don't make everybody happy because everybody ain't happy with your good news. Everybody's sick of hearing about you. Why they always talking about her? Why they always clapping for her? Why everybody thinks she cute the way she dress at work? Why everybody got to be complimenting her on her hair? Hey, whoa, partner. Whoa, because I went out and got something done with my hair, and you did the best you could. It ain't work out for you. Now, all of a sudden, you got to hate me. Really? I don't care what it is. It comes in small increments, and it comes in large doses. It's called hate. Here's what I want you to know. Please understand this about hate. It means that you are doing something. If you could not build a person's website up, if you couldn't create a person to say in the gossip room, in the break room, girl, what did you say? You don't say. Really? That's amazing. You know that? See, people need it any kind of way. People do anything to make it look like they the one. Like, they got it. They got haters come. Here they come, y'all. You fight haters with two ways. First of all, you don't buy into it. In order for a fire to burn, it need oxygen. You can't breathe no life into your rumor. Ignore them. Let them say what they gonna say. See, don't go back and forth. See, back and forth is just that. You go back, they come forth. You go back, they come forth. That's how you get back and forth. If they just come forth and you don't go back, ain't no more back and forth. It's dead. So you just can't keep talking to me. See, you can talk to me, but to have a conversation is a whole nother thing. I'm going to teach you something that I learned from Minister Farrakhan one time. He said this to me because I saw him somewhere and we were talking and I was just being besieged with some hate and I was struggling with it. He said something real to me. He said, there's a saying that says, it is a common thing for the dog to bark up at the moon. But if the moon barks back at the dog becomes famous. Did you hear me? It's a common thing for a dog to bark up at the moon. But if the moon barks back at the dog becomes famous. Ain't that cold? See, when God put you up there, all the little haters, the crabs in the barrel, when God gets you at the top of the barrel and you about to go over the barrel and you done got out the barrel, the crabs in the barrel going to holler at who up at the top, or they going to try to pull you down. Once you get up at the top, it's common for them to reach up to you, attack you. You up there by yourself. If you start talking back to them, the one you start talking to, all of a sudden, that one of many, he famous now. Oh, you gave them validation. Don't do that. When they come forth, don't you go back. That eliminates back and forth. Ignore them. Keep on stepping. Keep on praying. And you know what really hurts a hater? It's when you just keep on going, when you just keep on progressing. Ooh, they get sicker and sicker. And then eventually, guess what? They got to go on somewhere else. You'll see. Just don't breathe no oxygen into that fire. Don't go back. Then it can't. They only going forth. Talk to God every day. Cool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, check me out. Check us out. Check it out. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Check me
roaches
out.
Invited. Come on now.
Bring your roaches.
We don't want roaches.
You ain't got to want them. So what you do is, you know, like back where I stayed, you know, back in the day, it was simply if you can't, you know, remember the mantra, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. Mm. I knew people where you just joined them.
You just ignored them. You saw them.
You just went about your business, man.
Oh, you gonna wear yourself to death.
Yeah, you wear yourself out trying to kill every roach, man. You just couldn't do it.
Exhausted.
I'm talking about, man. It's stomp and slap.
You know
campaign.
What I'm saying? Just don't end up on my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm good.
No, I feel you, Jay. That's a true statement.
I'm gonna set this down.
Just don't end up on my plate.
Just let me set the sandwich down and don't end up on it. We good, okay?
You ever just seen a leg on there? That was just a leg. Oh,
no, Tommy.
What is that?
We don't want to talk about roaches in our food.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have started this.
Thank you.
My bad. Let's just start over.
Well, we just
fine. How everybody doing today?
Doing good. Doing good.
I bought this up. I'm Frankie Beverly May said, I know I bought it on myself.
Yes.
I owe no blame to no one else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I just did. We ain't going to talk about that. It's Monday morning, man. Everything's good. The world is still alive and ticking. Mm-hmm. Trump's still doing his thing.
Oh, my God.
What do we do?
He went to a rally and then a civil rights.
How do you go to a hate rally to a civil rights rally? How do you do that in one
on the
damn
same day?
Same weekend.
In the same weekend.
He went to a vote for Roy Moore rally.
This is hate rally.
He went to the opening of the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum. That's what he did. To be technical.
That whole thing is really alarming because they've managed, the spin that they've put on this Roy Moore thing is, let the people of Alabama decide. That's the spin they put on it. A brilliant spin. But then our president topped it by endorsing him.
Yes, he is.
And all they're relying on is this one seemingly incredible piece of evidence that may not be this note that this woman wrote under this yearbook.
Yes, Beverly Young Nelson, she kind of added the date and the location. She said Roy Moore still signed her yearbook, but she admitted to adding that part of the yearbook signature, which now Moore can mess with her credibility. What did she do that for? Why did she do that?
He also signed a yearbook, which he said he's never known this woman.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But now, okay, what about all the rest of the kids
that got signed?
See. Right. All the other women that have accused him of that. Yeah.
All right. What we got, Carla? Right.
You're absolutely right. All right. When we come back, it's time to start something funny this Monday, and we'll find out what the crew did, weekend review, what's going on. We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys. It's time for something funny, weekend review. So what was the weekend like, Steve? Let's start with you. What'd you do this weekend?
Give me a G.
G.
Give me an O.
Oh. Give me an L.
L.
Give me an F.
F.
I golfed.
That's why they don't have cheering at golf. See, see how loud he is? No, you can't
give
cheer.
Give it G. It's a fool. Give me an O. Hey,
give me a, put that ball. Put that. Uh-uh. You, uh-uh. Yeah. You can't have all yeah, that.
You'll be able to understand this because you play. Shot the second greatest round of golf I've ever shot in my life. On Saturday, I shot an 81.
I was finna say 80. Shot an 81.
That's great.
Oh, man.
I shot 81 once before. I tied my record.
So
and
that's
man,
good.
Of course.
No, that's outstanding.
Of course. I mean, outstanding. For me, it's outstanding. Now, if you play.
You had a handicap shooting? What was your handicap?
No. See, I don't keep up with all that. I just keep my score. That don't turn your scorecard in and the slope rating at the course.
You don't do none of that.
You don't do all that.
I used to try to keep up with that, man. I ain't got no time for that. I go play golf, man. We got our little rules and stuff that we go by.
What's the rules?
I mean, it's a bunch of them you wouldn't understand, you know.
I know the game. What's the rules y'all got
well,
made
Well, you
up,
get a
really?
Breakfast ball. You get a breakfast ball. You get a mulligan on the front, a mulligan on the back.
Mm-hmm.
So my 81 has an asterisk next to it.
That's still 81.
It's an 81 by the group I play with, and that's how
81
it
is 81.
Yeah, for us, you know. Now on the tour, ain't no telling what that. But you wouldn't be on the tour with that. You can't.
No, not with an 81.
You can't stay on the tour with nothing.
You can't
with
get a sponsor.
Yeah. You can't even caddy with an 81, man.
81,
really?
No.
You can
no.
hang Saturday and Sunday up
no,
with an 81.
No, they might not even let you in the clubhouse. You got an 81. No, mm-mm.
But now,
no, wait, Tommy just said that was outstanding. So that's
no,
not
it is
for his group. Oh, yeah,
no.
Regular guys. Oh. Come on.
No, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
According to Golf Digest, 90 to 95% of the people who play recreational golf cannot break 100. They can't.
So you saying, yeah, okay.
They're not good. The guys you see in the airport carrying all them golf clubs. And
ain't good. They got the look.
They can't play at all.
And most of the guys, most of the guys play from a tee box that they're not qualified to tee off from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's really that true. First of all, if you're 60, you play from the whites.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? It's one back that from the long
one.
It's
one
in front
of
the
tee.
No. You got,
one in front
you got
of,
two in front of the whites usually. You got a women's tee, and then you have another tee for junior golfers or something
intermediate
like that.
Or something like
then
that.
You got the tour, the whites. Then you have the blues. Then you have, like, the golds and blacks.
That black boy. That black back.
Jesus.
You that go black back there.
If I played from the back tees, if I teed off where the pros tee off from, I would never, ever see 100. Ever.
Of the black.
I would never. If I broke 100,
triple
it would be
every hole.
Triple. Oh, it's going to be deeper than that, boy.
It might take you two strokes to get off that tee, huh? I hear what you're saying, man.
Trying to so reach the fairway, man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's golf talk. Well, what y'all do?
It was kids' weekend, man.
Oh, yeah.
Them shopping so they can buy all these Christmas gifts. And...
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It ain't the same when you're shopping, is it, Tommy?
Man, that's just. No. And how come when you got your kids is when you see the finest women in the mall?
No.
God, dog.
Have you gone crazy?
No, he's not.
Man,
no, he's not.
For real.
Why are you saying that? Why are you saying that right now? Yeah.
He's shopping what? And he's seeing. What?
I'm just telling you what I saw, man. That's all.
But you don't have to say every thought that comes to your mind.
The
you are married.
I wouldn't be getting it off finest.
I wouldn't be getting it off my mind then, Carl.
And they everywhere, too, Tommy. They wrapping gifts. They selling you stuff.
Jay, you're not married. He's married. He can't say that.
And they got
Steve,
on them jeggings, them tights.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, are you really that stupid. I took my kids out shopping, man, getting their Christmas gifts and stuff. Why is it when you with your kids, you see the finest women in the mall?
The ones who see
it. God, dog.
Our telephone comes, sir. Hey.
Says that.
Are you for real?
I just you asked me what I did this weekend. I tell you.
He asked you what you did. You went shopping with the kids. That's all you had to say. That's what most married men say. This extra part about who you saw.
So when
them
do
all?
I get to say the extra? When right.
You don't.
Is open, sir. Hey.
Dude.
I ain't never seen nothing like Junior. What'd you do this weekend?
Answer phone calls by high B time. Yeah. That's all.
You
everybody
know something.
Call.
Hold on.
Chin is
I,
here.
Everybody call.
Can I tell y'all something though? At work, you know, Junior and Jay, they writers on the show.
Right.
I've never seen anyone glow in the aftermath of anything. Junior walked around that TV show, Tommy, like a peacock. Junior had on a suit, smiling. Dog, everybody saw the video. Every time I saw Junior, he was doing a race recap.
Okay, wait. I got to say this. I got to check this out. I'm at home. I'm at the house. My wife come in with my son after school. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you know, he going to want to do something. I'm always ready to see what he want to do when he get in. He walk in, hug daddy. He ain't seen me in a minute. First thing out his mouth, you lost. I said, huh? And all I'm doing is looking at my wife like, what did he get that? Oh, I showed him the video. You lost, daddy. Oh, you should have let me run for you. I would have raised Mr. Junior.
I love you.
Tommy, your wife showed it to him.
I just look at your wife like, really?
Yeah, dog. Yeah. Hey, Tommy, that's when they sick of you. when you've been on the radio talking smack, your daddy right here running his head.
Words out of his mouth. You lost. I was like, lost what? What are you talking? You lost the race, daddy. I just looked at his mom. I'm holding him in my arms. I'm just looking at his mom. I'm like, really? Oh, I'm sorry. I showed him the video. He didn't ask to see the video. You deliberately showed him the video.
Here go your damn daddy.
Here go your slow butt daddy.
All right, coming up, it's Monday. Pastors are here. Church complaints right after this.
Uh-oh. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But it's Monday, so you know what time it is. Church complaints. Pastor Motown, Deacon Def Jam in the building. Let's go.
And here we are. On another great day, sponsored and brought to you by the Lord.
Yes. The Lord.
His goodness is immense.
Yes, it is.
Thy righteousness.
That's right.
He is all that we ain't. Plus some and more.
Yes, he is.
As grateful as we are, we find ourselves on this Monday gathered again for the most ungrateful congregation on earth today.
That's right.
Jackpot joint of Jerusalem congregation always got some complaints. Here they is. Come on.
Starting this thing off, Pastor, Sister Jadesalyn Middleton shouted too loud yesterday, and one of the ushers, Brother Raymond Lockhart, somebody told him to try to quieten her down. He put some Flexaseal over her mouth to quieten her.
What?
That Flexaseal tape that you see on the commercial, and she is highly upset, and it took forever to get it off, and her lips is really sore, and her cheeks is too, Pastor. He slapped some Flexaseal over her mouth to quieten her down.
Well, a lot of male members have asked about this, what did you call it?
Flexaseal, you know, the stuff that stopped the water from coming through the boat. You know, you've seen it on the TV.
There are a lot of men that want that recipe at their house. Can you let us know what that is exactly and how much it is? We're going to start selling it at the church.
All right.
A lot of wives have asked for it, too. So it could be a top seller. And go all the money proceeds will go towards the building fund.
Gotcha. I will make a note of that, Pastor. Moving along now, we got an issue here, Pastor. Brother Amos O'Neill, who has a hump in his back, is one of the wise men in the nativity scene. He is sitting on one of the camels. Now, that's a lot of humps in one scene, Pastor. And the children are confused. What should we do?
Well, we must explain to the children that at the nativity scene, that is where the beginning was, come as you are.
Right. Uh-huh.
Just tell the children that it's two wise men and four camels.
You wrong for that.
Well, you're going to have to explain Brother Amos O'Neill's hump to him, Pastor. I think that's the issue.
Well, Brother Amos is also starring in our Halloween play, The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
All right. This still going to be confusing for the kids.
He's also the Santa Claus footstool at the mall. A lot of kids climbs on his back to get up on Santa Claus' lap. We've all used right. that hump every way we can.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
Multiple.
All right. I hope this doesn't offend Brother Jay Anthony. Pastor, Big Donnie Yarbrough lost both big toes due to diabetes. He's asking that the church get him some sandals made that the material would come between his third and fourth toe so he can balance better. But special made sandals are $350 a pair, so that's going to be your call, Pastor.
I was thinking about this over the weekend. He had I ran up into him at...
Well, he didn't run, that's for sure. Not with them two toes.
Anyway, come on, Pastor.
That's the truth. I ran up into him at the Dallas Shoe Warehouse.
Really? Did you?
Uh-huh. I was down there.
What a coincidence. At the Shoe Warehouse.
Shoe
right. sale. Imagine that.
For the girls, the new girls at the
church. What was he doing there, buying laces?
Shut up, Jack.
And I ran up into him. And what I had suggested to him was, buy the regular flip-flops and put them on the wrong foot.
Now, that's
saying.
A good idea.
I see what you're saying. Come on, Pastor. Put them on the wrong foot.
Come on,
and
now.
It'll make it through that third and fourth toe.
And I think
he can't walk.
And I think it.
Yeah, you think it.
Yeah.
Lord, go ahead.
Now, that was creative. I got to get moving
that
along, Pastor.
Creative.
We are taking ministry Christmas photos this coming week. Ministry Christmas photos this coming
for
week.
For different ministries.
For different ministries. Pastor, you're going to have to step in. You're going to have to tell all of our ex-cons that they are not a ministry and will not be taking pictures. No one has stepped to say anything to them yet because they're scared, especially the one they call Killer J. He's the one that runs the group. But somebody need to tell Killer J that they are not a ministry.
We're
leaving that up to you.
The pictures, but because we don't want no problem. But the exception is none of them can kneel while taking the photo. Now, we ain't going to have to take no photos.
Yeah, they all want to kneel when they do.
Everybody wants to take that prison shot.
That squat. Yeah, that's it.
What is that? The squat? What's that?
That's that photo that all inmates take.
Prison pose.
Squat photo when they send it to
the
Lord.
Oh, the prison pose. Okay, okay.
That right, so let them take
Friday
the picture,
haircut though. Day.
Oh, okay, okay. So they can't do
so
that,
we should
pass?
let them take the picture.
Well, we're going to have to. Who going to go in there and tell them they can't?
All right. Take the picture. Killer J can take the picture. All right.
You can't run a church if you're not here. You can't
right.
pastor from the grave.
That's right.
Killer J. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, we're going to let them all take a picture. Last but not least, Pastor, Sister Connie Wilson, the church secretary. Now, listen, she bought two tickets to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas on December 31st, and she used the church money, saying that she was going to pay it back. The church wants to raffle the tickets off to get the money back. They were $1,000 per ticket. and she has not painted.
You know, Sister I was Connie sitting Wilson. At that concert looking over there wondering how she got in here.
What you gonna do, Pastor?
You well, it was the church's money, Pastor.
Church funds?
Church funds got to be low as hell now because that's how I got in the concert.
Y'all ain't got no money.
I'm looking over there. Yeah, how she got in here?
And hell, I bought a gold chain just so I can look like it.
All right, Pastor Deacon. Miss Ann is up next with national news at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This has been a wild year in weather. You know, the wildfires continue to burn throughout Southern California. President Trump has approved a California disaster declaration. So he ordered federal aid to the area and put the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA in charge of the disaster relief efforts. Now, if you guys that are listening, you want to help our friends and neighbors in Southern California, please go to redcross.org. Or you can go to theunitedway.com. They are taking donations and supplies for the various shelters that they have set up out in Southern California. And in other wild weather news, did you guys see the South got a taste of winter early this year? Snowing on Friday in Houston.
We had snow on my yard, boy.
Yeah, ooh. Right, nephew? Mine, too. Snowing in Houston, man. Birmingham, yeah. Atlanta.
Atlanta, wow. Yep.
Yeah, Atlanta got hit. Birmingham, then on Saturday morning, it hit the Northeast. Washington, obviously, New York City, Philly, and Boston. So, wow, this has been a crazy year of weather. How'd you make up at the house, Steve, with the wildfires
well,
in California?
Well, I mean, you know, we got
okay?
evacuation notices where we live to prepare. Mm-hmm. Not to evacuate, but to prepare. And, you know, don't y'all won't be helping nobody in my neighborhood, so don't even worry about it. Them donations y'all are sending will be going somewhere. Don't even send nothing over here to their ass.
What do you mean?
Their evacuation notices even be different.
It look like an invitation, dog. What it look like?
I mean, it's not evacuation, but evacuation warning. Please empty all safes and prepare to depart with valuables.
Wait a minute. They tell you that?
Yeah.
They
yeah,
say
that's
that?
That's what the evacuation warning is.
That's how you evacuate rich people.
Please.
Please. Prepare to remove all items from safe.
Grab your diamonds. Let's go. Come on now.
Come on, Jay.
Just get valuables and prepare to leave.
Get your valuables. Get your fur coats. Get your expensive bags. Let's go now. Hurry, people.
That's y'all evacuation
that's,
notice?
Yeah.
That's the pre-warning.
Empty all safes.
Empty all safes.
I've never
all
heard
wallets
that
in here and we'll sort it out later. We're all friends. Let's go.
Get your safes. Empty all
empty
safes.
Your safe.
And grab all your valuables.
And that's then get ready to leave.
And get ready. That's no cause, nothing. Just
save your. Yeah. You got insurance. Don't worry about that. We got all
everything
that.
Insured.
Wow. I tell you what, you can't send that evacuation over the way I live.
Oh no!
You tell me grab valuables. I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh wait, oh, wait. Empty safes, grab valuables and art.
Art.
Oh really?
And art.
Art. You can't get that back.
Yes. Art is expensive and valuable. Yeah.
Slide them in in your vans and get out.
In my house,
in your
Uncle
Sprinter,
Art.
In your
you on your own,
Steve.
Uncle Art.
If I grab valuables where I live, Jay, I tell you, I'm going to kill myself trying to take this 75-inch screen TV off the wall and get this down. That's the only valuable I got in here. I got to get this down these steps and get it to the car. That's the only valuable I have.
Did you guys get a chance to see the snow?
We saw in Atlanta, yeah. I saw it on the news. And yeah, they were snowed in, missing flights and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Our kids threw snowballs the whole morning.
Yeah, whole city was shut down for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 minutes, then it melted, and it was all good.
Grandkids out there just standing in it with their mouth open trying to eat.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Do you know the butterfly? Because I do.
Good morning. I'm sorry. Hey, how y'all doing? This is called Happy Holidays. This is by Oatmeal and Allison Williams. Here it is.
Well, it's a whole nother holiday season, man. We got all the good fixes and seasonings, man.
Mama near me in the kitchen cooking it up. Baked chicken brisket, they hooking it up. Hot water cornbread with the pies and cakes. Salad dressing, macaroni falling off my plate. I wish somebody hurry up and just say grace. I'm already thinking about my second and third place.
Gathered round the table, family is everything. Jingle bells, familiar smells, and all the things the season brings. Shiny lights, red, green, blue, and white. Mama's sweet potato pie. These are the things the holiday brings, things that make your spirit sing. Cousins playing spades, aunts and uncles, greats and grands, come together holding hands.
Don't it make you wanna say hey when you hear those sleigh bells ring?
I just can't wait to hold you tight, need the mistletoe tonight.
I never wanna let you go.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't wanna lose this feeling.
I'm here inside your love.
The kid reminiscing, wishing he was in his 20s again. Hey, Beverly, tell me, stay away from the stove. Collard green, candy jam, cinnamon roll. Having fun, living life in exchange and gifts. Listen to Steve and Marvin, Gladys Knight in the Pips. Everybody gather round, it's a family affair. I wish it was a holiday, every day of the year.
Happy is your holiday.
Jay Edward Brown.
I love it, man.
Steve Harvey, what y'all think right there?
That was nice.
You know something, Oatmeal?
All right, thank you, Oatmeal. When we come back, 34 after the hour, Jay Anthony Brown in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. With the potential to ruin another friendship.
Ladies and gentlemen,
murder, the hits, and all my relationships.
No, this is not. You'll still be friends. It's an original song, Steve. It's called Side Piece Santa. It's also going down this Taco Tuesday. Kim Whitley and David Arnold. He Say, She Say. J-Spot, Los Angeles, California. The song is on iTunes. It's a very happy, uplifting song dedicated to side pieces.
Come on. Christmas is a season. Players have a ball. Perfect time for creeping if you're a side piece Santa Claus. Took the family shopping. Wifey killed them all. But I saved some money for myself to play side piece Santa Claus. Might not like how I'm living. Might call me a dog. But there's single moms who could use some help. They need a side piece, Santa Claus. I'm the gift that keeps giving. Text me, girl, don't call. If Miss Claus finds out, it could be the death of old side piece, Santa Claus. Oh, baby, I'm side piece, Santa Claus. They call me the side piece, Santa Claus. Maybe side piece Santa Claus. Or maybe I'm side piece Santa Claus.
Fire, Jay. I love it.
That boy's a beast.
Go to iTunes and download it.
No. Well, you got your eyes closed. You saying that.
It's a hard job right there, too, boy. Yeah, that's a hard job being a side piece.
It is, man. It is. You got to save up all year to be a side piece Santa Claus, man.
Yeah, you do. You got to start in June.
Tommy, it's a hard job because you know how.
Because Jay and Junior told me.
That's how. Okay. Okay.
That's how. They tell
better,
me what
it
they
better
go
be
do
through the grapevine. That's where it better be.
You were saying this before Jay got on the show.
With his mustache. He was saying it went up.
He said it last Christmas.
He just said that last Christmas.
All you players out there, put your teddy bears in the trunk. Don't put them all on the back seat. People like to walk out to the car, okay?
Yeah.
All right?
I hate you, Jay.
Why yeah you
and you got need a little blanket in that back trunk, yeah, too, Jay.
Be quiet.
Just to throw over
why
stuff.
You
know what I'm saying?
Hey, after you open the gift in the car, go to the car wash. Let them vacuum.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And he signed no bows. You threw the bow in the back seat.
What?
Clean up your evidence.
Yeah.
And don't ever put to and from. Don't do that. Just know what's in that box.
Here. Just go here.
So you've heard, Tom. So you've heard.
So I've heard. Mm. Yeah. Don't,
Steve, you mighty quiet, man.
I don't. Yeah, I ain't got no time for that. I'm on the other side, player. I stay away from all that. I ain't
made it over.
Jokes about it or nothing.
I can't do jokes about it. It ain't even funny, no.
The Lord done told me one more and you going to hell. I said, okay, I'm cool with that. Let me go on fly right.
Y'all get your tickets to see Kim Whitley at the J-Spot Eventbrite Tuesday night, Los Angeles.
Taco Tuesday.
Bring your side piece.
You know what? You know what? You can have a side piece at a comedy show.
You can?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because she gonna understand the jokes.
Nothing like a cheerful side piece. You're right.
She
just
not
don't
bitter
sit on
she
the front
mad
row, though.
Yeah.
Don't sit on the front
don't
row.
Don't put them on the front row. No, no. No, no well, we have a side piece section in the club. Piece. It's a side piece section in the club.
Oh, is it? Yeah. It's all a little right darker. Is that a little
yes
darker?
A little darker in the back.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour. You don't want to miss today's strawberry letter, but come on, nephew.
Change for 100. Here it comes.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Regina, please.
Speaking.
Hello.
Yeah, speaking. This is Regina.
Okay. Hey, you did a bachelor party for me and my boys like about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Sean, you remember Sean?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now listen, when you was doing a lot of lap dances at night, you remember that?
Yes. So how did you get my number? How can I help you? You need a party done? I mean, what do you need?
Okay. Well, no, it ain't nothing like that. I was saying, you know, you did a lot of lap dances. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, you know, that night I was at the party, you did some lap dances for me, but
okay,
what I wanted to tell you was that the lap dances you had did was, the lap dances was $10, am I right?
Right, you would be correct, yes.
Okay.
They were $10.
The lap dances were $10, but I thought I gave you a $10 bill when I really gave you $100.
Okay.
So, you know, the reason why I called you was I'm trying to get that, you know, I'm trying to get that $90 back.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. First of all, how did you get my number?
Well, the dude that,
Who was dude?
That threw the, you know, the guy that hooked y'all up as far as doing the bachelor, Billy. Billy the one that got y'all to come and do the bachelorette party.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to, you know, tell you is that I got the number from him.
Okay.
And he told me that I could call you and try to just talk to you about it.
Okay. And you want me to give
see,
you.
See, I gave
$90.
You. I had tipped you. I was really finna pay you $10, but it was a $100 bill. So what the reason? What I'm saying to you is that I want to get the other $90 back.
I'm not giving you no damn $90.
Excuse me?
I'm not giving you your damn $90. Hell, when you gave me that $100.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't even think you understand. I wasn't trying to give you all that money at one time. I need to get that money back from you.
I don't think you understand.
$10. That's it. The other $90 belong to me. I ain't get my change back from you.
I'm not giving you no change back. That $90 was a damn tip. I'm not giving you back.
Don't nobody be giving you no damn $100 at one time. What's wrong with you?
I'm not giving you no damn $90 back. Damn, you should watch what you was doing.
You're going to give me my $90. Look, I done already told you. I wasn't even trying to give you this money. I was trying to give you $10. That's what I was trying to give you.
I'm not giving you a damn thing back. You're not getting nothing. Hell, you should be at home with your wife and your kids.
Hey, lady, listen. You don't even understand what's going on right here.
Lady, my you should have been there.
I wasn't trying to. Wasn't nobody trying to give you no money. This is a misunderstanding. I need to get my $100 back. Now, look, I'm already saying I was given 10, but 90 of that belong to me.
I'm not giving you no damn man. Have you lost your mind? You calling me, waking me up, talking about giving you $90. I'm not giving you back. Have you lost your mind?
I'm going to give you a tip, but I ain't giving you no $90 tip.
You did. You got me
$100. I'm giving you a $10. Hey, lady, look. I'm not going to sit here and go at it with you all this. Look, I want to get my $90 back from you.
No. First of all, if you call me later one more time, I'm going to come find you and kick your ass. Second of all, I'm not giving you no damn $90 back. Thanks for the tip. You should have been there in the first place, like I said. Kick your ass home next time.
Hey, lady, on the real, I ain't trying to go back and forth with you. I'm saying is it's been a mistake. I wasn't trying to give you no $100. All right, so when I give you a $100 bill, that was a mistake. I just want my money back. Ain't nobody tripping with you. Give me my money back.
I'm not giving you a damn thing back. I'm not giving you back. That's your problem. You need to go home and tell your wife what you did with that extra $90.
Say, you know, I'm not trying to get your whooped. I told you I want my $90 back.
I'm not giving you a thing. I'm not going to come find me then. Come find me. Come find me. Come find me then. If you want
the damn
$90 back, come find me.
Say, yeah, you gotta be nice to you. You're not trying to get your $90. I want my money from you.
What my? I want you to. Don't you bring your up in here? I'm gonna give you some out there. Ain't gonna be no damn $90. I bet you that one.
When are you gonna pay me my $90?
I'm not giving you no damn $90. So don't ask me that. No. I'm not giving you no $90. Thank you for the damn tip. You ain't getting.
You gonna give me my $90. You gonna do that?
You coming here for that? I'm gonna want your change back. Please, you better get your off my phone before I come cut your. What the do you think I am? Don't call me with this.
Hey, I got one more thing I want to tell you. You listen to me.
Hell no, I still listen to your podcast.
Are you listening to me? I got one more thing I need to say to you.
No, you can kiss my.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
Hey, no, don't call me with that. I ain't listening to you. I don't care a damn what you got to say. You can kiss my with your punk.
I said, I got one more thing to say to you. Are you
what
listening
you
to
say?
Me?
What you got to say? What is it? What is it?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Who is this?
Hello? Hello?
Tommy.
They'll
make you get your ass killed. I'm going to cut you in.
I like it. Y'all like it?
I love it.
Change for 100. That's all I'm saying. Change for 100. Y'all good with that?
If there's ever anybody going to hell.
Okay, but I'm going to get this change for 100 before we get out of there, though. I'm going to tell you that now.
I have all your pranks lined up on a list. And you're not going to make it in at all.
Hard
that's
to
all right.
Hard to land.
New prank
so much explaining. You got this.
You got it.
I know. Especially this one right here. Won't he do it? Prank CD is in Walmart right now. It's the best stocking stuffer you could get for Christmas.
No,
go ahead
and
get your friend or your family members a nice stocking stuffer of Won't He Do It. Nephew Tommy. It's
no,
in the CD section. Yeah, I did.
Oh, you talking about the prank? I thought you talking about the race. I was like, nah, he didn't do it.
You back on that? You ain't gonna let that go, are you?
No, he didn't do it.
No, he didn't do it.
In the middle of my advertisement, did he do that?
I thought I would just ask.
Won't he do it?
He gonna be into 2018 talking about this race. I can tell you.
Oh, I know that.
It's a bonus prank on the CD called "I'ma Be Junior."
We can get the CD where?
Walmart. I'm in 400 different Walmarts across the country, so that's a good thing. Walmart, won't he do it? Prank CD. That is the best Christmas stuff, Christmas stocking stuff where you can get somebody. And, you know, get your laugh on. I'm pranking some more church people. That's what I do. I prank church people. I do it. That's why I say, won't he do it? I did it. I know. I go too far. That's what I do, though. You'd be surprised how many people want me to go too far. You know how many pastors come to me, call me personally? Can I get the pranks without the beeps? Can I please get that? So I can put it in my car and ride around. That's what I want to hear.
You
and I'm working on that for them.
They really go there, huh?
They really go there. They want it.
The beeps get in the way, huh?
The beeps is Steve, in the way.
Steve, you should be proud of your nephew. He's
yeah, you're just him. Laughing. You know what I mean? I mean, some what? Cussing is funny. You know? It really is, man. I mean, I've seen
that.
Cussing has actually made some jokes better.
Yep.
This is true.
Especially
this
if you're in
true?
The natural flow of the conversation.
It just flows.
To me, it do.
Right combination. It's the.
I really.
Yeah, I see nothing wrong with it, actually. Well, we can't say, we can't ask for an example on the radio. So
you can't. No. Soon we go to break.
Probably you actually
one.
Cuss with the best of us, really, to be honest about it. You're a good cusser, too.
I'm trying to cut back.
Trying.
In fact, everybody on this show is a good cusser.
I ain't seen your diet. I ain't seen this diet or you couldn't.
I'm going to try this year. That'll be one of my resolutions. How about that?
Did you just cuss?
You know damn well you ain't going to stop cussing.
I'm going to try Jay's resolution. Support your girl. Okay, we got the strawberry letter coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The strawberry letter is up next. But first, did you guys hear about President Donald Trump? He honored civil rights heroes and local officials during remarks at the opening of the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum. However, the head of the NAACP and two black congressmen, including prominent civil rights leader John Lewis, they were not present.
They can't stand with him. That's great.
Right, yeah. Releasing a statement, President Trump's attendance and his hurtful policies are an insult to the people portrayed in this civil rights museum. President Trump's disparaging comments about women, the disabled, immigrants, disrespect the efforts of civil rights activists. So this was a statement that John Lewis...
Steve, only you could answer this. I'm asking you directly. If Dr. Martin Luther King was alive, do you think he would have met with Trump?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think so?
Because that's the only way to get at the cure of it. He was about peaceful protests.
That's what he did. Right.
And conversation. He would have had a conversation with anybody because he was about, his whole message was about love.
Right.
See, you can't love and hate at the same time. There's no space for it. And I definitely think he would have met with him to try to at least share with him the feelings of the people that he represented. I could not imagine him not meeting with him. Here is a man who walked and let you push him, fire hose them people, and still didn't do anything about it, just led in peaceful protest. I think 100%, of course, he would have met with him.
All right, nephew, let's switch gears. Time for the strawberry letter.
It's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight. It is strawberry letter 23.
Yeah, I got it. Shirley ain't here today.
All right. He's so country.
All right, look at him.
That's you're gonna go ghetto, huh?
Yeah, just opposite
that's
of Shirley.
Too much.
Strawberry letters is brought to you by whatever. This is the subject: dating married and single men. I date both single men and married men. I find nothing wrong dating them. Most of them need love too. The man that's married made the agreement with someone else, not me. He's the one breaking it, not me. Why should I feel guilty? This has been going on from the beginning of time and will never change. I don't expect more from a married man. I'm smart enough to realize that I can't. I don't want any more. I'm just enjoying the time for the moment. You may call me stupid. I don't care. It's what I believe. I like a variety, and I don't discriminate. I date single men, too. Desperate, you may say? No, no, no. Not I. I got plenty. Women have to realize the power they have in them. Yes, I'm single and enjoying it. I also had 3 proposals, and I turned them down. I'm just not ready. Maybe I never will, but I'm happy, 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 happy. Wow. Carla, since Shirley ain't here, let me talk to you about this here. First of all, I think this is an age issue. This is really? Not a letter written by a very mature woman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You agree with that, Carla?
Absolutely.
I also want to know, I mean, what are you looking? You're looking for something here. Because why did you write the letter? You know, right. She's not asking for any question. What should I do? Should I stop? Why am I this way? Mm-hmm. How has this happened to me? Do you agree with me? That's not in the letter at all. This right. letter came to us. This is just a statement.
And she put at the end, but I'm happy, happy, happy. So if you're so happy, why did you write the letter? What's the problem?
Hello. See, that's the part that throws me, which lets me know something is going on. See, there's a conflict in this woman's mind.
Absolutely.
So therefore, she decided to pin her response to her own conscience. Mm-hmm. This is all this is to me. Because you're not asking us anything. You're writing down on a piece of paper how you are responding to yourself, who you're questioning. This
exactly.
woman is obviously questioning what she's doing.
Her
and
actions.
Now she done wrote a letter to herself and sent yes. it to us.
Yes. Because she knows right from wrong. She knows it's wrong to date a married man. She
Guess
knows
what she
that.
Says? She says, I yeah. find nothing wrong dating them. Most of them need love too. She said the man that's married made the
what?
Commitment with made the agreement with someone else, not me. He's the one breaking it, not me. This woman, okay, do you understand anything about morality?
Exactly.
The morality of it all. Now,
and she does
you know,
care. She does care, Steve. She wrote the letter. She does care.
She
does
absolutely
have some
cares.
Issues. Absolutely.
She's in a conflict
inside.
With herself.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember you said, Steve, this is a perfect time for you to share your book with her?
Yes.
No, she doesn't need my book. She needs a Bible.
No.
Because, no,
the
really.
Other book.
Yeah. No, she need the real deal. Because.
Yeah. Prayer.
My book doesn't go into the morality of it. Mm-hmm. My book just deals with the common sense part that I try to get women to empower themselves. She needs a Bible. She needs to understand that this type of behavior has ramifications behind it.
Absolutely.
You cannot do what you want to do in life. It just doesn't work this way. Talking about he's the one breaking it, not me. Why should I feel guilty?
You play a part in it, too. You have to be responsible for your actions, too.
Hello. Hell is not open just for one person.
Talk.
Right.
Hell is open, has multiple slots.
Hmm.
You know, just because he broke the agreement, not you, there's still a ticket for you waiting if you keep going at this pace.
You think there's some self-esteem issues there? It's Look, something there that she feels that she could just date married man. She's just wilding out. I'm going to date married man.
I think she's trying
man,
to prove
happy,
something.
Happy, happy, happy. What is she trying to prove?
I think she's trying to prove something, that she's wantable. I mean, I don't know if that's a word, that she's desirable.
Desirable, yeah. No,
I think she wants to be wantable. Yes. Well, I threw that one out there. Well,
that's yeah. not a word.
I gave you a pass.
Keep it going,
so
but I didn't mean to interrupt. But that's
yeah, she's
Shirley
wantable.
If Shirley was here, she would have died.
Oh, she would have threw up on
yeah.
me.
I gave you a pass.
Just say wantable.
Yeah, desirable. Yeah, yeah. Is that wantable. What she's trying to prove?
Use it in a sentence.
Don't. Not again. Twice.
I find you very, very wantable. Girl.
It works for me.
Come again,
girl,
here, Shirley
look
Strawberry.
Girl, you is so wantable to me. I want you so bad. Damn, you wantable.
Yeah. Tell Nothing you... like the wantable of Captain Crunch.
What?
It's a wantable situation.
I knew he couldn't pull it
What?
Out. Wantable?
Wow. What are you doing? Hmm? Why are you talking right now?
Because I want to be with you.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve, let's get to it. Part two of today's Strawberry Letter. What you got?
Dating married and single men. I date both single men and married men. I find nothing wrong dating them. Most of them need love, too. The man that's married made the agreement with someone else, not me. He's the one breaking it, not me. Why should I feel guilty? This has been going on since the beginning of time and will never change. I don't expect more from a married man. I'm smart enough to realize that I can't. I don't want any more. I'm just enjoying the time for the moment. You may call me stupid. I don't care. It's what I believe. I like a variety, and I don't discriminate. I date single men, too. Desperate, you may say. No, no, no. I got plenty. Women have to realize the power they have in them. Yes, I'm single and enjoying it. I also had three proposals, and I turned them down. I'm just not ready. Maybe I never will be, but I'm happy, 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 happy. You know what?
What's that line you always say, though, Steve, about infidelity, cheating men?
The number one question women always ask is, why do men cheat? And there's a million answers to that. But one of the number one reasons why men cheat, the number one reason is that there are so many women willing to cheat with them. I mean, at one point in time, somebody's got to stop pull up. You know, but if you got a woman out there saying, look, that man is married. He made the agreement with someone else, not me. He's the one breaking it, not me. He may be breaking the wedding vows, but, you know, there's some bigger rules. Come on, man.
Would she feel?
How about, one of the commandments? I mean, I'm not throwing stones. Because guess what? I've broken a lot of rules in my life. So I'm not throwing stones. But please don't justify your actions by saying, I have nothing to do with this. It ain't because you have everything to do with it.
Yes, she does. And if she accepts a proposal, how would she feel if her husband cheated on her with the woman that said the same excuse that she's saying?
Now, that's a good point.
Now, how would she feel in that situation?
But you know what? Carl is using an example that many women always use. How would you feel if someone was out there presenting that philosophy to your husband?
Yeah.
You know, how would you feel? And then a woman called me on our Oprah show one time and said, I'm so sick of men not, if that's all it takes, that's not all it takes sometimes, but then sometimes that is all it takes. Hell, I ain't trying to make an excuse. It is what it is. But whoever's being cheated on feels wrong.
That's right. And
I don't care what excuse you give the person. I don't care what excuse you give the person you cheating on. They ain't going to like it.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We got to go. Switching gears. We have a big announcement to talk about, Steve. Earlier, we talked about the weather, the Northeast getting hit with the snow. Put us in the mindset of you kind of told us about this to the staff, Sand and Soul.
I want you all to mark your calendars August 30th to September 3rd, which is Labor Day weekend. I've got a Christmas gift. If you've been trying to think of what to give your lover or your best friend for Christmas, I have a solution for you. Mark these dates, August 30th and September 3rd. That's Labor Day weekend. The Steve Harvey Sand and Soul event is happening again. Steve Harvey Sand and Soul event is happening again 2018. Listen to this. Listen to me closely. I heard you all. I listened to you all. You all had a great time at Sand and Soul in the Bahamas, but I heard every word you said. So listen to me. Sand and Soul Festival, weekend 2018, 17 events, 5 days, 4 nights, 1 incredible time. The resort name this time, everybody, is the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. I have bought out the entire hotel, every last one of the rooms. Already done it. This time, it is in the beautiful Dominican Republic. We will be in Punta Cana, in the DR. Punta Cana, in the DR, at the all
Steve Harvey Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Only Sand and Soul guests will be allowed at the resort. You ain't got to look around and see nobody else except who came with us. Now, here's what I heard you. This is what I want you to do. You ready for this? This is the big thing I heard from all my listeners. This time, leave your wallets at home.
What?
Leave your wallets at home. What? Because this is all inclusive.
Yes!
It's all inclusive. All the food is included. All the alcohol is included.
Not all of it.
All of it. Beverages of any kind, mixed drinks, ain't nothing off limits.
Purple bag.
Food, alcohol, and 24-hour room service.
Wow.
Yes.
Leave your wallets at home. Once you buy this package,
man,
you ain't got to pull your money. Listen to me. Jacuzzi, listen to me. Jacuzzi and balcony in every room.
What? Shut up.
I done hooked you up, y'all. Jacuzzi and balcony in every room. Free Wi-Fi. Free calls back to the States. Listen to me. 13 swimming pools.
How many?
13 swimming pools. 11 restaurants. 23 bars and lounges.
Shut up.
You get a $750 resort credit. It can be used for massages, spa services, and at the gift store. A 18-hole Jack Nicklaus golf course right there, and the largest casino in the Caribbean. Go to www.steveharveysandandsoul.com. Go to steveharveysandandsoul.com for more information.
Man.
For as little as $99, you can reserve this package and put it in an envelope and stick it under the tree. You can make payments all the way up to the day.
I love it, Steve.
If you can't have fun and I come back, I'm going to tell you the rest of it. Oh,
when we
great.
Come back, I'm going to tell you the rest of it.
Hold on, man.
The DR.
Oh, we got more details coming up. Yeah.
We'll be back with more about this incredible event and Christmas packaging.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, listen, we back. Hey, just go to steveharveysandandsoul.com. Listen, everybody. Go to steveharveysandandsoul.com. Or you can call this number, 800-684-2825. Listen to me. This is the greatest event ever. Steve Harvey Sand and Soul is now going from September 30th to August 30th to September 3rd. It's going to be in the Dominican Republic in Punta Cana.
I got you. I know where it's at.
I'm trying not to say something crazy.
I know. I was saying that, though, while you were saying
Punta Cana.
Punta Cana. I was just trying to practice.
You trying to concentrate?
Because if you say the other one.
So this is what's happening.
Yeah.
This event is 5 days, 4 nights. It's all inclusive at the Hard Rock Hotel. The Hard Rock Hotel has 13 swimming pools. The only people will be on the resort will be us. No one else will be on the resort. I've already reserved the entire resort. So it's just us, y'all. But I heard your complaints last time. I heard what you wished was different. We had a great time in Nassau. We got treated really excellent. But this time, I wanted to make it all inclusive. So leave your wallets at home. Once you pay for this trip, you really don't have to pull your money out no more unless you want to buy something at the gift shop. So it's all inclusive, food, alcohol, 24-hour room service. Leave your wallets at home. The room service is included. All the bars are included. The jacuzzis and balconies in every room. Free Wi-Fi. Call back to the States. It's 13 pools, y'all. It's 11 restaurants on this resort. 23 bars and lounges. You get a $750 resort credit. You can use it at massages, spa services. And you can use it at the gift store. We got an 18-hole Jack Nicklaus golf course. I did that for me. We got the largest casino in the Caribbean. I did that for me. And those of you that love to gamble. But also, here is the lineup of events. Are you ready?
Yes.
Come on.
On Thursday, when you get there, we'll have a welcome party. And this is to rep your city.
Okay.
Wear something with your city on it, or your mm-hmm. college on it, or your frat on it.
I love it.
Or if you want to just rep your job, you a postal worker or UPS, rep it.
You're wearing your uniform.
The next night will be the players' ball.
Yeah.
Come razor sharp, dressed to impress. It's just a party.
Okay.
The next event we'll have will be the 90s party. Party like it's the 90s in your favorite 1990 attire.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Then we got the comedy show with some of your favorite comedians on it. Then we're having a showtime at the Apollo night.
Nice.
Come on up if you got talent and we'll find out. We're going to have an Act Like a Success Masterclass hosted by yours truly. Then we're going to have the Beauty Bar hosted by my wife, Marjorie Harvey.
Going
to be talking to the ladies about skincare and things like that. Then we're going to have the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Charity Golf Classic. Then we're going to have jazz and cocktails on the beach.
Shut up.
Then we're going to have cigars and cognac rolled on site. Then we're going to have the grand finale concert, Fly, all white attire. All of this is going down August 30th to September 3rd.
Okay.
In the DR at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Do we get to go?
I'm negotiating with the staff now. I already know Junior that signed up.
That's it.
You got Junior's fast.
You know I'm going to be there.
You see what he did there?
The rest of y'all have until Wednesday.
Everybody, that's kind of slow. Junior.
Yeah, everybody.
Junior's
else.
Fast.
Junior
that's
said
why.
He going.
Why would I not, though? Why would I not?
He's swell.
Cigars and cognac on the beach.
This is big, Steve.
Man.
I love it. One more time, give everybody the website, Steve.
SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com. SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com.
And you figured in all-inclusive.
Do you know what that means?
Leave your wallet at home.
I love that.
I don't care
that.
How much you eat.
That's a lot right there.
Okay.
That's a lot.
You're going to tell black folk.
You're going to tell all they can eat and all they can drink.
All they can eat and all they can drink.
You ain't gonna get rid of them.
But see, they got this all figured out at the hotels. They know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Once you done ate and drank so much, you forget.
And the largest casino in the Caribbean.
I love it.
Huge.
Oh,
13 swimming pools, Junior.
Come on, man.
Listen to me. 11 restaurants.
24-hour restaurants. They open 24 hours.
Hey.
24-hour room service. All the restaurants not open all night.
Yeah, cool. Just the room service.
It's room service all night long, though.
Wow.
23 bars and lounges.
Gonna hit every last one of them.
I mean, y'all, we really looked at this carefully.
Uh-huh.
We really heard our listeners. I listened very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you coming to the event and then, you know, got to pay for a drink, a hamburger, a slice of pizza. I said, okay, cool. You can't really just, if you got to come over there and then budget.
And spend more money when you're there, right?
So it's all inclusive, everybody. Everything except the gift shop is 100% free. Y'all go to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com. Check it out. You can lay it away for as little as $99. So this would be a great Christmas gift. Get the package. We'll send you a little confirmation receipt. You put it in a box and say, hey, baby, Merry Christmas. You going to Punta Cana?
Yeah.
Be you and Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, what you wear
Thank
to a 90s
Steve.
Party?
That's what's up.
Now you wear your hammer pants. What you wear to?
I don't
know.
I don't care. Change it to a 70s party and make it real.
I tell you what, I'm gonna be in there with a DR Speedo on. That's what I'm being at.
Well, thank you, Steve, Sand and Soul. We are going to the DR.
The
That's
DR.
What's up. Thank you, Steve Harvey. Love it. Well, when we come back at the top of the hour,
man, it's gonna be big.
It's going to be Ooh, big, right, Junior? We got the top 10 gifts that people hate.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, fellas. Jay, what you got?
McCrimmatime.
McCrimmatime.
But some people don't put a lot of thought into gifts at all. They just don't. They could care less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these are a list of gifts that we just don't want at all. don't give me, I'm just speaking for myself. Number one, I'm a diabetic. Don't give me no damn chocolate covered cherries. I don't want that, okay?
Taking you out.
Don't wrap it up. I don't like
that.
That's
a good gift, Jay.
I don't like that's too much damn sugar for a diabetic. What the
I can't speak for the top 10 gift that people hate. I know the top 10 gift I hate. Because I've already got this before. Why would you give me a jewelry box?
You don't really wear jewelry.
I don't wear jewelry.
No jewelry.
But they put no thought into this. Yeah. This came from an aunt of mine.
Here's somebody that don't know you at all.
At all.
At all, right.
It got the mirror in it when you open it up, the little box sectionals.
What
I don't
do
want
I need
that.
With that.
I ain't got a ring on my face.
Don't get me a holiday sweater. Why would you buy me an ugly Christmas sweater? Now, when am I going to wear? I'm going to wait till next Christmas
to
put this
on? Nothing.
What is, I don't wear that.
Yeah, because after today, it's over.
It's a wrap.
You can't say Merry Christmas.
You don't want the sweater?
No, you don't want that sweater, no.
I ain't never been with the ugly sweater thing. I'd have
no. Okay, Steve, what you got?
What are we doing? Top 10 gifts people don't
want
for
Christmas? People hate, yeah.
Yeah, that they hate. What?
People, don't buy me no damn medicine. I don't, you know, I know how much your knees hurt.
But don't give me
go
no
some
medicine.
Advil.
Some Celebrex.
And you can keep it close by, man. Man, I thought about you and I saw this big 200 pill bottle. Merry Christmas, man. What?
They went to Sam's and Costco and got you the big bulk Advil, huh?
Don't want none of that.
I don't want to. Let me tell you something about me. What? I have not worn suspenders in years, okay?
That makes sense.
Braces.
My granddaddy called them braces.
In years, I ain't one. Not the ones that clamp on, not the ones that you put a button on. And right. I don't want suspenders.
The plastic ones.
I know they look nice in the box and they got a little bow tie. I don't want that, okay?
I'll tell you something else I don't want, Jay. And I mean this. Don't buy me nothing off of infomercial. I don't want nothing.
Oh, those are the bad.
I don't want a sham wow. I don't want the flashlight. I don't want none
of that. I
don't
stuff.
Want
I'm sorry,
I did buy you that flashlight, though. Yeah. I did. I still got it.
Well, I don't want it.
You know, they have the
best. Man, they have some good stuff on that infomercial.
Y'all go ahead and have it. I don't want it. What the hell do I want with some seal? What they call it?
Flex seal.
Well, I want some flex seal for.
Well, you may have a leak.
You never know, right?
If I get a leak,
I don't want no cufflinks just cause they shiny.
Just any old cufflinks.
I've been watching you on TV. I saw you be wearing cufflinks all the time. These is real.
All right. What? Don't buy me no Spank shirt. Why would you buy me that? You know, a form-fitting shirt. What are you trying
you
to
want
say
that,
to
right?
me?
Yeah.
What? Don't buy me that. I don't want that.
But you wear Spank.
I might
don't
need
you?
That, but I don't want that.
No, he don't.
He don't need it. He don't want
wear
it.
Them tight shirts. His body ain't ready for that.
Oh,
he
okay.
He ain't got a tight shirt body.
If I see Tommy in a tight shirt, I need the picture. I need those. Anywhere in the country, you see him in tight shirt, take that.
Hey, man, I put one on in front of Marjorie one time. Mm-hmm. She laughed so hard. I looked at her, I said, wait a minute, hold up, baby. I said I ain't really there yet. I'm just checking it out. She laughed so hard. Ooh. I said, okay.
See, I'm under the impression that if you put one of them shirts on, Steve, it makes your body tight. And I think it's the shirt that makes you like you're in shape. That's what I think. Yeah. And that's why I'm going to
give
you
one. So now you got to keep the shirt on. No. You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely going to give me one.
No.
Mm-hmm. But what I don't want is a popcorn coupon. Please, I'm going to the movies. I can get my own popcorn, okay? All right?
You don't need the coupon.
You don't want the gift card and the coupon?
No,
it's expensive.
No.
You love going to the movies, Jay. That's a good gift for you.
I love going to the movies. I ain't one of them on movie passes. I'm good on movie passes.
Here go one. Hair cream. I just be looking at
why
people.
Do you need hair cream?
They give me a set, and it's got hair cream in it. I be just looking at people.
Yeah.
You know.
You ain't got no hair.
You can use it for your mustache, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what, I know I'm sick and everything.
Hard to shop for.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, people like to make fun of your situations and stuff. And I know I have sickle cell, but what I don't want for Christmas is a bag of saline.
What? Who would give you that? The bag of saline?
I don't want a bag of saline.
Because you dehydrated.
Yeah, they think I'm dehydrated, but it's Christmas. I ain't in the hospital. I ain't in it. We in the living room. I don't want the bag of saline. I'm going to report you first because you stole it.
Here go right. The one, here go the one I don't like. You know, here the one I don't like people give me. I know you like cigars, and I found these here. They had these Cohibas for $6 a box.
Them ain't Cohibas. Them ain't Cohibas.
No, they did.
Them ain't Cohibas.
Cohabi. Them Cohabis. Them ain't no Cohibas.
Those are come here's.
No, man. No, look. That ain't the right label. Yeah, they is. They Cohibas. I asked them.
What about this? You smoke cigars, they bring you a box of Black and Mild. Like they done did something.
I done had that too. I've had everything.
That'll make you sick. That'll make you sick.
Buy y'all candy.
They bought me a pack of Bic lighters one time.
You always looking for a lighter. Here's a lighter. Here's a pack of them, right?
Yeah.
You know how long it takes for a Bic to light a cigar? Man.
Man.
You can't hold your hand on that button that long.
Yeah. Because you're going to burn the inside of your thumb.
And we're not ungrateful. This is just what we don't like. That's all.
That's
we're not
it.
Ungrateful. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. I want you to encourage all of our listeners in Mobile, Birmingham, Montgomery. They have to get out and vote tomorrow. The special Senate, the special election, Roy Moore is in the election. As we know, the president has endorsed this guy. He is the Republican candidate. But I don't know if you guys heard about this. There was a rally in Florence, Alabama, and Roy Moore responded to a black audience member's question about what Moore considered to be the last time America was great. Moore responded, check this out. I think it was a great time when families were united, even though we had slavery. They cared for one another. Our families were strong, and our country had direction. This is what Roy Moore said. Right. So according to him, the last time the country was great was during slavery.
Right.
Well, that's, he's absolutely right. That's what they believe.
I'm telling you.
That's what they believe.
He said that.
Yeah, they believe that.
And this is a scary guy to be in office on several levels. But let's just look at how they've spun these allegations. If all these people claim to believe the majority of these women, if that's what you're claiming to believe, then we've got to act on it as a people. And, you know, you can't hide behind, you know, the White House started a tremendous spin, Sarah Huckabee. I think that we should let the voters of Alabama decide. That was to deflect it off of them. But finally, President Trump has finally come out and just endorsed him full-fledged. Now, the rest of the Republicans have gotten in line so they can stay out the fray by saying, I think it's up to the voters of Alabama. Now, here's what they've done. This man signed the yearbook. The woman wrote some stuff under it. Probably true, but he did sign the yearbook. When did this man sign a high school girl's yearbook? But he said he didn't even know her.
Right.
How did you sign the yearbook? It's proven that he signed the yearbook. It's sketchy as to whether he wrote the Old Hickory Restaurant under. Because that may be her signature.
Right.
Trying to bluster what
she
said.
She added that, Steve. Beverly
but
Nelson.
He said he didn't know the woman. This is the same guy who had a ban from coming into a mall. This is the same guy who has had repeated accusations from children. I don't care if 16 is the consensual age in Alabama. If you're 34, what are you doing with this child? Something's wrong here. And for the Republicans to sit up here and push this guy anyway so they can control a seat in the House, that's ridiculous. Y'all got to get out and vote, man. You
How
got to get out here
like
and vote.
How does a law like that exist, man? that you can do that.
This is crazy.
This is crazy that this man is running for Senate, but Al Franken, he's resigning.
He got to go.
But yeah, he got to go, but he wants y'all to put him in off. All right, when we come back at 33 after the hour, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We'll talk about the weather. The wildfires continue in Southern California. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This has been a wild year in weather. You know, the wildfires continue to burn throughout Southern California. President Trump has approved a California disaster declaration. So he ordered federal aid to the area and put the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA in charge of the disaster relief efforts. Now, if you guys that are listening, you want to help our friends and neighbors in Southern California, please go to redcross.org or you can go to theunitedway.com. They are taking donations and supplies for the various shelters that they have set up out in Southern California. And in other wild weather news, did you guys see the South got a taste of winter early this year, snowing on Friday in Houston?
We had snow on my yard, boy.
Yeah, ooh, right, nephew? Mine, too. Snowing in Houston, man. Birmingham, yeah. Atlanta.
Atlanta, wow.
Yeah, Atlanta got hit. Birmingham, then on Saturday morning, it hit the Northeast. Washington, obviously, New York City, Philly, and Boston. So, wow, this has been a crazy year of weather. How'd you make up at the house, Steve, with the wildfires
well,
in California?
Well, I mean,
everything
we got
okay?
evacuation notices where we live to prepare. Mm-hmm. Not to evacuate, but to prepare. And, you know, don't y'all won't be helping nobody in my neighborhood, so don't even worry about it. Them donations, y'all are going somewhere. Don't even send nothing over here today.
What do you mean?
The evacuation notices even be different.
It look like an invitation, dog. What it look like?
I mean, it's not evacuate, but evacuation warning. Please empty all safes and prepare to depart with valuables.
Wait a minute, they tell you that?
Yeah.
They
yeah,
say
that's
that?
That's what the evacuation warning is.
That's how you evacuate rich people.
Please.
Please. Prepare to remove all items from safe.
Let's go. Come on now.
Come on, Jay.
Just get valuables and prepare to leave.
Get your valuables. Get your fur coats. Get your expensive bags. Let's go now. Hurry, people.
That's wow. That's y'all evacuation
that's,
notice?
Yeah.
That's the pre-warning.
Empty all safes.
Empty all safes.
I've never
all
heard
wallets
that
in here, and we'll sort it out later. We're all friends. Let's go.
Get your safes. Empty all
empty
safes.
Your safe.
And grab all your valuables.
And that's then get ready to leave.
And get ready. That's no calls, nothing. Just
save your. Yeah. You got insurance. Don't worry about that. We got all
everything
that.
Insured.
I wow. tell you what, you can't send that evacuation over the way I live.
Oh no!
You tell me grab valuables. I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh wait, oh, wait. Empty safes, grab valuables and art.
Art.
Oh really?
And art.
You can't get that back.
Yeah. Art is expensive and valuable. Yeah.
Slide them in your vans and get out.
In my house,
in
is
your
Uncle
Sprinter,
Art.
In your
you on your own,
Steve.
Uncle Art.
If I grab wow. valuables where I live, Jay, I tell you, I'm going to kill myself trying to take this 75-inch screen TV off the wall and get this down.
Rip it.
That's the only valuable I got in here. I got to get this down these steps and get it to the car. That's the only valuable I have.
So did you guys get a chance to see the snow?
We saw oh, in Atlanta, yeah, I saw it on the news. And yeah, they were snowed in, missing flights and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Our kids threw snowballs the whole morning.
Yeah, whole city was shut down for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 minutes, then it melted, and it was all good.
Grandkids out there just standing in it with their mouth open trying to eat.
All right, when we come back, we got just one more thing. We'll wrap up the show coming up at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, just one more thing. This Monday, the show went by pretty fast. What you got for us?
Well, you know, here's the deal. The Sanders, Steve Harvey Sanders Soul Festival is coming back for 2018. This time, it will be in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. We are changing the locations to the Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. We're changing the date to Labor Day weekend. 17 events, 5 days, 4 nights, one incredible time. It's going to be at the luxurious Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Now, why did I pick that place? Because I listened to y'all, man. I heard y'all had a great time at Sand and Soul. But I said, man, I'm always trying to expose people and give them a better opportunity. How can we make this better? Well, here it is. I rented out the entire hotel. The entire 100% capacity belongs to Sand and Soul Festival. So we can keep that same vibe that we want to have. Because we had such a good time last time, man. All them grown, cool people over there, man. We just had a good time. So many girls' trips was taken that weekend. So many couples went out there that weekend. And here's the thing about it. This time, leave your wallets at home. This is an all-inclusive event. August 30th, September 3rd, Labor Day weekend. 5 days, 4 nights. Here we go. All-inclusive. All your food, alcohol, 24-hour room service, jacuzzis and balconies in every room, free Wi-Fi and calls back to the States. 13 swimming pools, y'all. 11 restaurants, everybody. 23 bars and lounges. You get a $750 resort credit, which can be used for massages, spa services, and at the hotel gift shop. 18-hole Jack Nicklaus golf course and the largest casino in the Caribbean. Go to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com or you can call this number right here. 1-800-684-2825. Now here's the lineup, y'all. Y'all ready? As soon as you get there on Thursday night, we're going to have a welcome party. This is Rep Your City. However you want to rep your city. T-shirts with your city on it. Shirts with your city on it. Your college on it. Your frat. Whatever you want to rep. Rep it. Your job. UPS. Post office. I don't care. Intel. Dale. IBM. Rep something. Then we're going to have a players ball. Come razor sharp. Dress to impress. Then we're going to have a 90s party. I might have to change it to the 70s so we can put them big afros on and bell bottoms and platforms. Then we're going to have the Tears of Joy comedy show with some of your favorite comedians. We'll decide who that is. These fools is all over in here. Listen, they debating right now. I'm really sick of their ass. They got
what
the wisdom.
What are they debating about?
Excuse me, I'm just talking about. You know what, Carla? I only want to say they're coming to Junior. Them other two over there.
Junior's fast.
I'm going to be.
Junior fast. He's Junior's
fast. This is what I don't understand. What they hesitating for?
Then we're going to have Showtime at the Apollo. If you got a talent, come on. We'll find out. We're going to have an Act Like a Success Masterclass. I don't want to call it Masterclass because of Oprah Winfrey. And I did her, so we'll fix that. Act Like a Success Masterclass. We're going to have the Beauty Bar hosted by my wife, Marjorie Harvey. She's got some great tips for ladies and talk to y'all about different things if you have any questions or anything. We're going to have the Charity Golf Classic. We're going to have Jazz and Cocktails on the Beach. We're going to have Cigars and Cognac rolled on site. And we're going to have the grand finale concert, the Fly All White Attire.
This has
been going down, man. It is going down all this August 30th to September 3rd in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. Now, here's the catch. You can lay this away.
I love it.
You can book this trip right now as low as $99.
That's it?
Put it in a box, wrap it up, the receipt, make a little presentation, and say, Merry Christmas, baby. We going to Punta Cana. You going to Steve Harvey Sand and Soul Festival. Merry Christmas. And you can put on it what you want to put on it. How about that? Ho, ho, ho.
Hey,
hi,
Merry Christmas.
Ain't that a little something else to throw up under there?
Going
and it's all inclusive, y'all. Every room has a jacuzzi. Every room has a balcony.
Every room, Steve.
Every single room. Ain't gonna be
naked in your jacuzzi. Walk out on your
balcony. Now, these balconies have a weight requirement. They have a weight requirement, so be careful. Be careful, people.
No, ain't careful. Be quiet, Jay.
The balcony got a limit
in your jacuzzi. I'm just gonna stop by Jay's room. I need to see who in there.
It'd be a weight requirement. You can't.
Jay might not go, Junior.
Jay come.
No, but we're having it regardless.
I'll tell you what. Forget it. We ain't begging
y'all.
I'm
going to host a success class, and I'm going to host Showtime at the Apollo.
Well, that's going to be great.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Junior, I'm going to have somebody hosting the comedy card. If Jay come, he can host.
Mm-hmm.
If Tommy go, he can host. I don't care. But I'm going to have the
comedy show. I'll tell you what. We're going to have it.
You know what? One comedian on there for show.
That's book.
We ain't gonna beg these other two.
This to do with the Speedo DRs on the DR
Speedo. I'm actually gonna be on stage in it.
One more time, Steve. Give us the date, location, website, and phone number.
The date, August 30th, September 3rd. The website, SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com. SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com. That's the date. All prices and packages are on there. If you want to save a little bit of money, I got another package on there. I bought out the whole hotel. Every single room will be reserved for us.
Yes.
We're going to go over there and have a cool, grown folk, sexy time. And you ain't got to do nothing.
Grown and sexy.
But party and kick it.
Ladies and gentlemen, have yourself a great weekend.
It's Monday.
It's Monday.
It's for real Monday.
It's really Monday.
I mean, it's
y'all
a big
have a good
Monday.
One. Just...
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.